1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Herbs, I'm not the brightest crayon in the box.
No.
Maths, terrible.
Maths, you are honestly hopeless. You can't even minus 50 from 100. You get your calculator out.
I would. Yeah, I would. Yep. I'll count on my hands or something like that. But when it comes to useless information on theme parks and Lego, bang, I'm an expert.
That's true.
At the end of the day, I don't know a lot, so I want to do this. Dane.
Doesn't know. Oh.
Dane.
He doesn't know. Oh.
And I'm curious to know if you know the answer to this.
Okay.
I want to talk about sinks and the plumbing underneath it. I've been thinking about this for a while, for the last couple of days at least.
I'm not going to lie, not something that I think about a lot.
No,
but I use one daily. So.
Exactly right. So, you know, at the basin, the sink, I don't know why, and this is what I know the answer to, water doesn't come back up the pipe. So below the plug, right, the pipes go down, then does a U shape, so it goes vertical again before bending and going down again. Now, basic physics and gravity says water can't travel uphill, right? So what I want to know, how does the water go around the U-bend and not build up and come back up into the sink? There's not enough pressure from the water, though, to send it around that U-bend, because some of them are quite aggressive.
Pressure.
But there's not enough coming out of a sink to send it all the way around there and uphill.
But there is, unless it's dripping and it will stay there for a bit, but then the pressure comes and pushes it along. It's like a water slide. Why don't we all get stuck going upside down?
Well, how many times have you been on an upside down water slide?
But you know how it goes up and down? Because the pressure pushes you up and down and around.
I've never been on a water slide that pushes you uphill, to be honest. But I'm just curious. I don't think there's enough pressure from a tap to push all that water up and over that U-bend. Surely there's got to be another explanation. Or is it just pressure?
I'm sorry. Are you?
I'm serious.
You're serious?
It can't be pressure.
So what do you think it is?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm curious. There's got to be some other explanation.
A little man in every tap pushing along the water.
There's like a little gremlin down there like running like, I don't know, wheels or something. I don't think the water runs fast enough for it to push all the water down and around that U-bend. Because some of them are quite aggressive. Some of them go up vertically quite a long way before it cuts back down again. But why is it not just a straight pipe down into the ground? Why is a U-bend there in the first place?
I just am really baffled by this.
So that's why I'm talking about it.
No, I'm baffled by your reaction, not by the process of water going down.
Well, 13, 12, 16, if you're a plumber and can help me out...
Oh, gosh.
I'd love to know why there's a U-bend in the plumbing beneath the sink and it doesn't just go straight down. And if pressure is the correct answer, I don't know.
I'm leaving. This is you.
Steve from Wagga on 13, 12, 16. Mate, are you a plumber?
No, mate, but I'm not as dumb as you.
That's fair enough.
It's not hard. It's not hard, Steve.
Can I tell you, every plumber in Wagga, what's your business? Because you're such an easy ride.
Yeah, right. So tell, is Herbie right? Is it just pressure?
No, mate, water is like level. You know, like the water, it's going to stay level wherever it is, isn't it? Right.
Ah.
So when water goes down and up, it's going to stay level. So as soon as the level comes up over that loop, it goes back down the pipe.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. So it does build up. So there is always water sitting there, but when it fills up, it'll just push it down and go down the hallway.
That S-bend there, what that does is it creates a lock so the O's don't come back up.
Ah.
See, there is a purpose, mate.
There is a purpose, and that's what I wanted to know. So now, I don't know, but I do know.
You make me feel intelligent.
Yes. Now I can go back and I can sit on a bathroom and look across in the sink and go, I know why that's U-bend's there.
That's right.
Excellent stuff.
I'm just in awe by this.
Why?
It's just...
You didn't know the answer?
It's just...
Mate,
dumb.
Her answer was better than yours.
It's just so dumb.
I'm just trying to figure it out, you know. I'm just trying to live my life every day.
Yeah, mate. That's one of the great pondering moments, isn't it?
It is. Stay tuned for another one next week. I look forward to your call there.
I'll be waiting for it.
Thanks, Steve.
See you later, mate. Bye.
It's Herbie and Dane, and we are playing Alpha Bucks twice a day. $1,000 every time we play for Club Lime. Get your body into Lime.
I can let you know that one of Wednesday's letters is T. T for Terry.
Good luck.
I want to share something with you guys, and I'm still a little bit, I don't know if I'm the right person to actually speak about this, but it's been on my mind for the last couple of days because my girlfriend... It's something she said. So she called me on the weekend and she's one of my best mates.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me in tears. And I was like, oh, what's going on? Are you okay? And that's when she went to say that the guy that she'd been seeing for the last couple of months he'd ended it with her.
Okay.
Now, that's normal.
Yep.
That's life. These things happen.
Relationships break.
But it's what she said, and I didn't think much of it at the time, but in the last couple of days, I've given it a lot of thought. So we went on talking for a while, and, you know, what's happened and everything, why the breakdown, all this. And then she's in tears, and then she just said to me, maybe if I lose some weight, he'll take me back.
Okay.
And straight away, as a friend, I go, no, 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 you're fine, you're gorgeous, which she is. You don't need to change anything about you. And I was just, I just kept on reassuring her. And then when I got home, it like sunk in a bit more to me about what she actually said, because I think, I reckon we've all been in that situation. Like, because I was so confident in giving her advice back to say, no, no, you're beautiful. Don't let this person get to you and think that you need to lose weight for him to actually accept you.
Yeah.
And I was so confident to do that. But then I know that I've been in the exact same position and people have told me that. And I've gone, no, 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 I need to do this. I need to change myself for someone.
Yeah, right.
And so that's where I'm a little bit, how do I actually speak about this when I'm in two minds about it?
Okay.
And what annoys me is I think that we just all need to think we need to change ourselves for others when we don't. And that's the hard thing to actually understand, because it is so much easier said than actually done.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And to think if someone says that to you, that's obviously very personal.
Mm.
And then to think that you have to change your appearance, change the way you look to make yourself appealing to someone else, I don't think that's the right way to go about it. For me, then that person is not right for you.
No.
For me, that person is toxic and shouldn't be in your life at all.
But she didn't say that. He didn't say anything about her weight. He didn't go and tell her anything at all. It's just in her mind.
Subliminal messaging.
She has said it.
Yeah.
And I know this. Just last year, like, I was keen on someone. It turns out they weren't as much on me. And that's fine. That's life.
Yeah.
But I reckon I spent hours on Instagram looking at girls going, if I look like that, maybe things would have worked out differently. When in fact, it's not if I look like that. I look like me.
Yeah.
The person should love me for me.
Exactly,
and I should
right.
be putting the doubt in my mind. But even on the weekend, another person made a comment about their body and their image about their relationship.
Yeah.
And it's upsetting. And I don't think I can completely say we need to do this because I'm not doing it myself.
Yeah. And self-love's a massive thing. And loving the skin you're in and loving who you are is so huge. And Instagram has a lot to answer for these problems.
That's the thing. It's so superficial. And I wanted to touch on that for a second, because Instagram is presenting something to you guys that they want you to see.
It's not real.
It's not real. A quick story that I'll share with you is over the Christmas holidays, there is a big fashion sporting brand and they had a launch down the Mornington Peninsula.
Okay, yep.
They had big names like Beck Judd there endorsing
cool.
the
yeah,
brand.
Yeah.
On the actual Insta stories, all the girls there looked gorgeous, had their hair and makeup done, and they were there to show that the tights and everything works well when you exercise. So they had a yoga class set up. I know the yoga instructor.
Yeah.
She was advised to not let any of the girls sweat, so to take a real easy class.
Oh, God.
And she thought that was a bit, hang on, but you want them to work out.
Yeah.
And then when the actual class began, she got a tap on the shoulder like 10 minutes in and said, hang on, that's enough. The girls are sweating. And so on social media, we're seeing this great brand that you can work out in, and it's just so amazing. Everyone loves it, when in fact no one worked out in it.
I hate this, and I hate these people who are on Instagram, who have millions of followers, who are endorsing products, say, for example, diet shakes or some sort of makeup, and it's not the real life that they live. They're getting paid to do this, obviously.
Mm.
And also with some of those things, where are their credentials to be posting about this? Oh, this is how I got a booty like this by doing this, this, and this. Where are your credentials for that?
I think it's more what do we believe from
well,
that, and that's what we need to understand.
How can we change that?
You've just got to realize that what is portrayed on social media isn't reality, and the pressure we put on ourselves, that is just ridiculous. Look, I'm going to have a little bit of extra weight around my belly because I live life and I like that.
Yeah.
But then for me to think that a relationship isn't going to work out because I need to look like something, I think is ridiculous. But then again, my girlfriend said to me on the weekend, other people have said it to me. So I guess you're not alone is what I want to say this morning. Don't just think you're the only person doubting yourself, but what we need to change is the doubt. You need to learn to love yourself. I need to learn to love myself more and believe that you do deserve the best. So when a relationship, whether it be a romantic one or even like a work one doesn't work out, you're not putting the blame on yourself. You actually are believing when your friends tell you, and this takes months for you to actually believe what your friends say, that you deserve better. That actually when it is said to you, go, no, I do deserve better. And it is that person's loss. And
exactly
if you look
right.
at the situation, you're going to
exactly.
be a bigger, better, stronger person from that experience. And also leading into Mardi Gras this week, I think it is something so important to touch on, because Mardi Gras is all about a celebration, about loving yourself
and loving others. Yeah.
So if we can do that this week leading into the event, and maybe you have girlfriends, boyfriends that are telling you the same notes that my friend was saying to me, pick them up and actually truly let them believe that they are worthy of being loved, no matter where it is, work, life, no matter what. We all deserve love, and we all deserve to love each other and ourselves.
Hello, it's Herbie and Dane, and we're playing Alpha Bucks twice a day for Club Lime. Get your body into Lime. That means $1,000 every time we play.
And one of Wednesday's letters is G. G for Ganmain.
Good luck.
Sew on some sequins and apply a hefty amount of tan and glitter. It's the biggest party Wagga has ever seen. The Wagga Wagga Mardi Gras, Saturday the 9th of March.
It is going to go off this weekend. So many people are taking part in the parade, which kicks off at 5 o'clock and then goes straight to the Victory Memorial Gardens for an after party. And that's where we've got a VIP tent set up. So we're going to be catering our VIP listeners.
You and a friend, they're going to be wined and dined, celebrating what will be hopefully a successful parade. So we're asking on 13, 12, 16, what does Mardi Gras mean to you, Nakia?
Well, I don't have a problem against anyone like that. You love whoever you love. You can't help who you fall in love with, so why not celebrate it?
Oh,
that's exactly right.
There should be a motto right there. You've done so well, Nakia. Now, do you know who you'd bring along to our VIP tent?
I'd bring my partner with me.
Oh, that'd be lovely. And are you thinking about walking in the parade?
I'm not sure yet. I'd like to.
I reckon you're going to have to, because then you'll enjoy the after party with us in the VIP tent even more. Do you know what kind of costume you'd go for?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't really decided.
Well, now we've given you a bit of time, because you have scored yourself a double pass to come along to our hit VIP tent at Mardi Gras this Saturday.
Cool, thank you.
You can walk with us as well behind our float in the parade, okay?
Cool.
Gavin from Wagga's gotten through, mate. Would you like to party with us at the VIP marquee?
Yeah, mate, that's why I'm ringing. That sounded awesome.
And so, Gavin, why is Mardi Gras important to you?
Why is it important to me? I used to live in Sydney, but I was too young to go to it. And everyone that I know that has gone said it was the best party they'd ever been to.
Boom. And that's what we're doing on Saturday, replicating it and, dare I say, make it even bigger than Sydney. Hello.
Oh, wouldn't that be good? So I nearly went to the one, the little one in Hay last year, and I couldn't get there.
Well, this one's a lot easier. When you live in Wagga and it's in Wagga, I reckon you're a shoo-in to actually come along.
You and a friend are coming along to our after party in the Victory Memorial Gardens. It's all laid on for you, mate. Thanks, Barambler Wines. We've got yummy nibblies for you from all the amazing food vendors. And plus, we'd love it if you'd join us and walk the parade route with us as well.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah, that'd be good.
Awesome, Gavin. We'll see you there on Saturday then.
All right. Okay.
Thanks so much, Gavin.
We will have more chances tomorrow for you to win your way into the VIP tent.
Want more Herbie and Dane?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.